In Christian marriage, a husband and wife are not interchangeable roommates. They are not merely two private individuals sharing a house, bills, a bed, and a schedule. They are an organic man and an organic woman, created by God as embodied souls, called into covenant union. This does not mean every man is the same or every woman is the same. Christian teaching should never reduce husbands and wives to shallow stereotypes. A man may be tender, verbal, artistic, quiet, or emotionally aware. A woman may be strong, direct, analytical, entrepreneurial, or bold. Personality, family background, culture, wounds, calling, and habits all matter. But sexual difference also matters. Genesis presents humanity as male and female in the image of God. Marriage joins an organic man and an organic woman in a one-flesh covenant. That union is spiritual and physical. It involves bodies, souls, sexuality, affection, work, communication, household life, fruitfulness, and mission. The organic human perspective helps us avoid two errors. The first error is pretending that men and women are basically the same in every way. That ignores creation design and the wonder of sexual difference. The second error is turning sexual difference into rigid stereotypes or control. That ignores the uniqueness of each embodied soul. Christian marriage growth calls husbands and wives to honor both design and personhood. A husband should not say, "All women are emotional, so I don't need to listen." A wife should not say, "All men are clueless, so I don't need to respect his inner life." Those phrases may sound familiar, but they are not covenant wisdom. They create contempt. Your spouse is sexually different from you. Your spouse is also personally unique before God. Marriage growth begins when a husband and wife stop treating difference as a threat and begin receiving difference as a gift to be understood. The organic man is not called to dominate. He is called to love with strength, tenderness, responsibility, sacrifice, and humility. The organic woman is not called to disappear. She is called to bring ordered strength, wisdom, beauty, courage, nurture, and faithful presence before God. Together, husband and wife become a covenant witness. Not because they are perfect, not because they fit every cultural expectation, but because they learn to honor God's design while truly learning each other. In marriage, sexual difference is not a problem to solve. It is a creation gift to steward with humility, curiosity, faithfulness, and love.